Okay, the economic recovery may be slow in much of the country, but in Seattle, at least one industry is booming. It's a cluster of nonprofit organizations working in the field of global health. Many Seattle residents are still learning what that term means, even as the field has sparked a building boom. For member station KPLU in Seattle, Keith Seinfeld has the story.
When you enter the Seattle Biomedical Research Institute, everything is spacious, new, and modern, from the lobby to the shiny and clean laboratories upstairs. It's nothing like back in the 1970s, when founder Ken Stewart came to Seattle. Then he was towing his research lab.
It was a 4x6 U-Haul trailer, literally. I drove from Florida, dragged that trailer.
He borrowed some money, some furniture, and set up his new two-man institute.
It's been described as a strip mall that was next to a gas station in Issaquah. And we had to build our own lab benches.
From those lowly beginnings in a quiet suburb, he now finds himself in command of 330 scientists and staff in some of the finest laboratories in the country, including this airtight breeding room for mosquitoes. The whoosh of fans adds extra security to keep any stray mosquitoes from escaping. It's like being inside a bright, white, stinky sauna. The mosquitoes are reared in trays of water, and they swarm inside cardboard containers that look like ice cream tubs with mesh over the top.
When the Gates Foundation started up, that's when I decided we needed to build a malaria vaccine program. And now there's about 100 people working on malaria, and we're now moving vaccines into clinical trials. So that program has been very successful.
Seattle Biomed is also studying other infectious diseases. That's a big part of what global health is. And not just at Seattle Biomed, a number of local nonprofits are tackling diseases using money from the Gates Foundation. The foundation is a giant force across the globe. It gives out grants to organizations and even governments, totaling about $2 to $3 billion a year. The foundation has stayed in the background in Seattle until now.
If you stand at the heart of the Gates Foundation's new campus under construction here in the center of Seattle, right under the shadow of the Space Needle, one word comes to mind: big.
So this is Building A. And this is Building B.
Lisa Verhovic is giving me a tour. The site is a full 12 acres right on the edge of downtown. 600 construction workers are welding, pouring concrete, even building a pond.
What's happened is that we've just grown very quickly over the last 3 to 5 years. So this campus was needed really to accommodate the size of the foundation now.
There are over 800 employees and counting. The campus also includes a conference and banquet center. Because the Gates Foundation is such a center of influence, there's a constant flow of dignitaries. You can stand on the roof and see other nonprofits in their new buildings. Washington Governor Chris Gregoire is calling global health a local industry, and at a recent conference, an economic path to the future.
It's an industry that is growing. And so if I want to be selfish, I can talk about the fact it's creating amazing jobs.
Now, the governor did add this disclaimer.
You know, I don't want to make you think that it's only about money for us or about jobs.
The humanitarian side of the work is important, too, she says. Steve Gloyd has taken part in that humanitarian work in Africa for 30 years. He also teaches global health at the University of Washington in Seattle.
It's a dream to be able to have this many people interested in the kind of things that have been ignored for decades.
Suddenly, this work is all the buzz, which means getting used to how saving the world also can be a growth industry at home. For NPR News, I'm Keith Seinfeld in Seattle.
Now, if you'd like to explore the world of global health, NPR and KPLU have launched a new blog with a new word here that you can get your brain around, humanosphere. You can learn more at npr.org.